O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's son.
Hello, here are our readings for our daily reading plan, Seek Him, from April 1st, 2020. And no, this is not a joke. It is April 1st, 2020. And we are reading today Psalm 43, Exodus 37, Matthew 27, 32 through 44 today as we continue to seek Him as a family of families through His Word. The psalmist says in Psalm 43, "Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people, from the deceitful and unjust man. Deliver me, for you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre. O God, my God, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God." Exodus chapter 37. Bezaleel made the ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half was its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 feet, and 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its breadth. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them hammered work on the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherubim on one end and 1 cherubim on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat, he made the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. He also made the tabernacle of acacia wood. 2 cubits was its length, 1 cubit its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made a molding of gold around it. And he made a rim around it, hand breadth wide, and made a molding of gold around the rim. He cast for it 4 rings of gold, and fastened the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. Close to the frame where the rings as holders for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood to carry the table and overlaid them with gold. And he made the vessels of pure gold that were to be on the table, its plates and dishes for incense, and its bowls and flagons with which to pour drink offerings. He also made the lampstands of pure gold. He made the lampstands of hammered work, its base, its stern, its cups, its calyx, and its flowers were of 1 piece with it. And there was where 6 branches going out. There were 6 branches going out of its sides. 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. 3 cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on one branch, and three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on the other branch. So for the six branches going out of the lampstand and on the lampstand itself were four cups made like almond blossoms with their calyx and flowers, and a calyx of one piece with it under each pair of the six branches going out of it. Their calyx and their branches were of one piece with it. The whole of it was a single piece of hammered work of pure gold. And he made its seven lamps and its tongs and its trays of pure gold. He made it and all its utensils out of a talent of pure gold. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood. Its length was a cubit, and its breadth was a cubit. It was square, and two cubits was its height. Its horns were of one piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top and around its sides and its horns, and he made a molding of gold around it, and made two rings of gold on it under its molding, on two opposite sides of it, as holders for the poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense blended as by the perfumer. Matthew 27:32-44. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by dared him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests and the scribes and the elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he desires him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for April 1st, 2020. And you could wish it was a cruel, cruel April Fool's joke, but this is no joke. This is the Lamb of God who, as the famous hymnal says, "Alas, he bled for me." This is the Lamb of God crucified for the sins of the world. Now we may ask about verse 34, when they offer him wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. It's because what the Romans would do is they would mix in vinegar, gall, and other things to help alleviate pain. And as soon as Jesus realizes what this is, he refused. He He bore the punishment. He bore the weight. He bore the fullness of our sin, all the pain of our sin in full. Even though this wound relieved too much pain, crucifixion was still a terrible, terrible, horrible, atrocious way to die. He takes no relief. He takes no comfort. He lays down his life in full, in the most horrible way one could imagine. And sure, he could have saved himself as people mocked. He could have. All it would have taken was a word. Not even a word, just a knowing that he wanted to. But he doesn't. Because he's not there to save himself from crucifixion. He's there to save all of us for our sins. Because yet while we were sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. And as we will learn, Easter comes. Easter comes. The empty tomb comes, because though he will die on this cross, he will rebuild the temple in 3 days and rise again from the grave. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. My children, you